Hello, welcome to the Nakari podcast, and
Hello.
this is episode one.
Of course, it's episode one.
Today we have myself, Justin, and
me, Michael. Hello.
And got a few things that I want to have a chat about. Now, I was having a look online earlier.
We haven't rehearsed.
No, we're doing really well.
I know.
I was having a look online earlier. And it looks like on the Edge magazine, they're actually saying that Xbox are bringing out their new 720 soon. They're going to actually show it at CES on January 2012.
Right. Okay. By released soon, do you mean Microsoft soon or normal person soon?
Microsoft soon, so that means
launched
at
E3.
Close. 2013, they are saying.
Ah,
at E3. So if you go in there, should be fun.
E3.
But, you know.
Or ease of the bag of money you've got. Yeah, ignore that.
Yep. But, you know, if Xbox are bringing something else, PlayStation have to do it too, don't they?
Yeah.
So, PlayStation are going to be unveiling the PS4.
Ooh, let me guess. Oh, I was going to guess.
Pre-Christmas and Christmas 2012, sorry.
I pre-Christmas very often.
You pre-Christmas, you pre-everything. So premature. They're going to steal Xbox Kinect, basically, and turn it into PlayStation Kinect.
They've already got the Move.
They've got the Move, but this is without the controller, basically. So, I don't know if it's going to be
good.
You
don't have that weird dildo-looking with the ball on the end, then?
No, no more dildo.
Ball on the end.
Oh, with the ball on the end, yeah.
Got to iterate the ball on the end.
The ball on the end. The glowing ball.
I point my ball at the screen, and things move.
I point my balls at the screen. Things don't move.
Yeah.
Yep.
That can happen.
But yeah, it seems...
Unless you've got really big balls. Anyway.
Yes. It seems that the only reason they're actually doing this is for Uncharted 4.
Right.
Because Uncharted 4 will not play on the PlayStation 3 at the moment.
Yeah, well, they'd have to change it, because I really wouldn't want to wave my balls at Nathan Drake. That would be quite disturbing.
Disturbing is one word. I would say that is...
Homoerotic would be the other.
Homo. But yeah, so there's that. I can't see me buying either of those just yet. You know that the PlayStation is going to come in at about £600.
What?
What did the PlayStation...
Great British pounds?
Great British pounds. What did the PlayStation 3 come at when that first came out? That was 550.
No, it wasn't.
It was for the 40 gig version.
You're
so
lying.
You know, I'm not lying, am I?
I don't believe you.
Inside joke. Okay, so I reckon £600, which was about the price of the Motorola Zoom, though. So, really, you're getting more than a tablet for that price.
You're getting a home entertainment system in the shape of a games console.
But what discs is it going to use? Because they're not going to stick with Blu-ray, are they? They're going to bring out the new thing.
Red Ray.
No, it's all going to be 3D, so they're not discs. They're
3D
cubes.
Ray.
Cubes.
Cubes?
Yeah, we're going to go for cubes.
Well, you can still have a disc shape, but have it 3D like in Tron. That thing they carry on their backs.
Yeah, but...
Ah.
I would like the glass cubes, man. Like, or crystals. Put my
crystal
in. I'll
tell you what, if you really want a cube, I'll get you a Rubik's cube for Christmas.
Yeah, but I'll just peel off the stickers and put them in the right places.
Yeah.
You win every time that way.
Yeah, you're an incredible cheater.
I am. Cheater everything.
Cheat life.
I never cheat at life. Life cheats me.
Oh, how emo.
Emo! But yeah, so, they look like some consoles that might be coming out. Boring.
Might be coming out, they probably will
might
be.
They probably will be, yeah. But whether or not it's those dates is something that I cannot be certain of. So.
No, because we don't work for Sony or Microsoft.
Yet.
Yet.
Hint, hint, if anybody's listening.
Yes, we would like jobs, games, industry. Hint.
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 Because we could even help
hint.
With the new GTA 5 that's coming out.
Hint. I'm still hinting.
It's still hinting. Yep.
GTA 5?
GTA 5, back to San Andreas it is.
Back to San Andreas. Oh, I thought they were going to pick another Eastern Bloc country to have an annoying character from.
No, he's from America.
My name is Rico. I am from Latvia.
Latvia.
I have a cousin who likes bowling.
Cousin. Let's go bowling.
Let's go bowling with the big amount of titties.
Anyway.
So yeah, GTA 5. It's based in San Andreas. And it looks like planes are coming back.
Yeah. Planes are back in town.
That's all I get from the trailer. I will post the trailer.
Will it have?
With this, so you can have a look at that.
Will it have the same style local co-op multiplayer like the old San Andreas used to?
I'm not sure. They've just got a trailer and that is it. So, hoping that we'll be able to actually do co-op rather than just multiplayer.
Yeah.
But that's set to release no earlier than July 2012.
Ooh. So we get July 2012. So you've got a few months before the end of the world to play it.
Yeah, possibly. They'll say about the Xbox 720 and then everyone will die because of it.
Yep.
So that's January 2012. So good luck from there.
It's because it's a secret project by Microsoft. They're actually powering the production of the 720 by a huge underground meteor nuke.
I thought it was by rats. Tell me rats are...
Irradiated rats that run around a meteor, which is nuclear, and in the centre of the Earth.
Okay.
And the rats will eventually realise that they're being oppressed, they're not getting paid enough cheese, and they chew through into the middle, and boom. World
boom. Gone.
Yeah.
See, meteors are not made
for
of
you
cheese.
Of Microsoft's conspiracy to blow up the world.
Blow up the world, sucker.
Yeah. You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here. If it comes true, God save us all.
Fucking awesome!
Predicted right here. Pwned to the end.
I should really have more money for being a psychic. Darren Brown does it.
Darren Brown is not a psychic, he just suggests. Uses the power of suggestion to get people
well,
to
I
do stuff.
Well, I just suggested to you that you should give me all your money. It didn't
Must
work.
Give you none of my money.
Damn it.
But, yeah. So... Michael, you have just got a new phone, haven't you?
I have indeed.
What is it again?
It is... drum roll. HTC Desire S.
Right, which uses Android with the new HTC Sense.
Indeed it does.
Which is good. And as of today, this morning, Google has said that they have over 200 million Android devices out at the moment. And that's phones and tablets. That's huge.
Really? I might have to Google that.
I got it. It took me a second.
He's very slow today. He had his pills.
And that's covering about 52% of the market. So...
That's
Apple,
over half.
Apple, here we come. You can suck it, Apple.
Apple. Quite a lot of things.
Yeah. but yeah, alongside that, the new Android 4 ice cream sandwich has been released on the Samsung Galaxy Nexus. An ice cream sandwich.
Yes, it would be nice. I'm hungry.
I like an ice cream sandwich.
But what flavour ice cream?
I don't know. Isn't it a Maxi Bon? That's the ice cream sandwich.
What?
A Maxi Bon. I'm going to Google this and I'm going to put it in the link so you can all look at it. A Maxi Bon. I think I found it when I was
I have
in
never
Spain.
Ever heard of a Maxi Bon. It's like when you like said a what child. A dreidel was. I was like, what the hell's a dreidel? You went, it's one of these. And I was like, oh my God. What is that? It's a spinning top.
It's a spinning top for
with
Jewish
pictures
people.
On the side.
So yeah, I'm going to put in a link for the Maxi Bon for you guys Maxi to check bon. It out. Ice cream sandwich. They stole it. Looks like Apple have stolen it. Apple? Android. Android have stolen their design from a Maxi Bon.
Alright. You keep saying Maxi Bon, it just sounds like some sort of
porno
technique. Or a porno. I was going to say a technique for some sort of pom-pom dancing. Yay, Maxi Bon!
Maxi Bon! Maxi Bon!
Yeah, if you want to think it's porn, go ahead.
Everything's porn, isn't it?
Rule 34.
34.
If it exists,
there's a porn for it.
Justin imagines a porn for it.
Brilliant. Go me.
sorry, dude.
That's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. But yeah, and that the Galaxy Nexus is now available in the UK. Not bad. Cool. It's about £520 for the 16 gig version on Amazon UK.
Back up. How much?
£520.
How much?
You can get it on a contract with Vodafone at the moment for £57 a month, and you get the phone for free. This is a 24-month contract, though.
Oh, so tied in for a whole 2 years.
Whole 2 years, and they will bring out the new Android before even the first year finishes. So, it's up to you. Buy the phone. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Somehow,
indeed.
It's £520, and that's cheaper.
Cheaper than paying
£57 a month for 24 months.
Which is £1,368.
Oh, you beat me to calculator. I was just opening that up, man.
Calculator on the keyboard for the win. Keyboard buttons, yay!
I have a cheap keyboard.
I'll also put a link to that in the dump, so...
That would be cool. Dump.
You're a dump. I haven't got anything else. Oh, the new Kindle. Why have they got rid of the keyboard?
Kindle Fire, is it?
No, the new Kindle itself.
Huh?
They've just released a new Kindle.
I thought that was the Kindle Fire.
No, they've also got the Kindle Fire, which is the new tablet. But they have a new Kindle, which is apparently
they've
lighter.
They've taken away the physical keyboard, but they've got an on-screen one.
Have they? I've not seen.
Either that or that's the Kindle Fire. But I know one of them has an on-screen keyboard.
I know the Kindle Fire. Let me just...
Which isn't actually on-screen, because... Well, it is on-screen, but it's not touchscreen. You have to press buttons still.
Well, the Kindle Fire is a touchscreen Android tablet.
Oh, it is a touchscreen. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting mixed up here.
But the Kindle, the new Kindle, it's available on the Amazon, of course. £89 for the Wi-Fi only, £149 for the 3G. Recommend buying the 3G, obviously, because it's free. Don't have to pay for 3G on that. That's a bonus, isn't it?
It's all cheaper than a Nexus.
It is cheaper than a Nexus. But it has got rid of the keyboard. And it's I sort of wonder why.
Who needs keyboards? You don't need to communicate with other people or search things with words and letters.
Yes, because you can find your book by thinking.
Perhaps they're implementing a new psychic technology.
Psychic technology.
You get a little USB port implanted into your ear.
Okay. Well, it is using USB 2 still.
What?
So...
USB 3 is out.
I know.
Get with the modern groove, man. People. USB 3 now.
USB 3, definitely the way forward.
Yes, it's much quicker.
So, ah, there we go. Figured
and
it out.
It's blue. They got little blue bits in it.
Little
like
blue
the
bits
blue.
In it. Okay.
I don't
the
like
keyboard,
the color blue.
The keyboard is on screen.
Yes.
But you have to use the up,
your face,
down,
so
left,
key.
And right in order to click. So it's basically like having a PlayStation controller on the PlayStation and
without
moving
a
around.
Keyboard attachment.
Without the keyboard attachment, yes. Good point.
Just for those people that have got keyboard attachments and going, well, it's not that difficult.
I do it all the time. But yeah, so, and then you've also got the Kindle Fire, which is their new tablet, which looks crap.
Yeah, calling it the Kindle Fire just makes it sound like it's prone to catch light while you're using it. Oh yeah, I've just got my new Kindle tablet. Whoa, it's on fire. Put it out.
Put it out. And they've also got two other Kindles out. They've got the Kindle Touch,
right,
which is the same as a Kindle, but it's a touchscreen version.
Have they got a Kindle XL? A Kindle
Lite? They have a Kindle DX, which is an XL version of the original.
Have they
well,
got
not
Kindle
the original
3D?
Kindle. They haven't got the 3D Kindle yet. No.
So you can read your books in 3D.
Not long until they bring out the Kindle 3D.
Really?
Everything's coming out in 3D. HTC have just brought out their phone.
You see, all these companies are so slow. I've been viewing in 3D since I was born.
I know.
And I'm nearly 24.
I had a problem with that. For some reason, I decided to view everything in 2D when I was younger. So, playing Mario was just ridiculous. Wait, wasn't Mario in 2D?
We're talking the original Mario.
The original Mario.
As in the side-scrolling platformer in 8-bit.
Yeah, so that was probably...
That was 2D.
2D, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe I've probably been seeing correctly.
Proper 3D didn't come out until the N64 era. Well, 3D looking games.
Yeah.
Not 3D as we know it today, but better than side-scrolling platformers like Mario.
Mario's still
Donkey
good.
Kong.
But,
I used to love the N64.
Yeah. Everything is going 3D. Even HTC have brought out their phone, the HTC Evo 3D, which is one of the first phones that you can take photos.
Does it look like a Mitsubishi Evo?
It doesn't look like a Mitsubishi Evo.
Ah, that's a shame.
No, but you can take photos and videos in 3D and then watch them back on the device in 3D. The 3D isn't quite working correctly yet. People have complained that the quality of the videos isn't as good as if you play it in 2D. So if you're looking for really good quality videos, I would not get that particular phone. I would look at something else. Sony Ericsson brought out a particular phone that was mainly camera, that's based around a camera. Or if you're really looking for something to do videos with, I recommend a camera. That's probably one of the best way to go.
Probably.
Rather than anything else.
Or a tablet. Get a proper camera to take pictures. This is what it was designed for.
Yeah. Cameras came before phones.
Preferably digital camera. Don't get one of those old film ones.
Polaroid cameras are still around, though.
Polaroid picture.
I think. Yeah, I know. My brother bought a Polaroid the other day, but...
Well, your brother's stupid.
Yes. I don't know why. He found it at CEX. Oxfam. It was at CEX.
Sex.
Sex
with
Sex with a C. For £5. So
£5?
£5 for a Polaroid camera.
I'm sorry, but that's £4.99 too much.
It is. So he thought, I'll buy it. We then looked up how much the film would cost.
I've made myself sound like a real cheapskate.
You are.
I am.
And the film for this Polaroid was £30 per picture. So that is a lot. You're then spending £60 on two photos. £90 on three, so that's just ridiculous.
I sense a disturbance in the force. There's some logic there that doesn't really connect.
There is. So I don't know what we're going to do about that. He's possibly going to take it back. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's just like, yeah, I got a Polaroid. I'm so cool.
Was he on one of those retro fixes? Like, yeah, I've got to get myself some old technology.
A possibility of it. Usually people just buy a SNES or get an emulator. Emulators work.
They do.
If you're in your midlife crisis and you don't know what retro thing to buy,
rather than getting a Ferrari, get a SNES.
It's a hell of a lot cheaper.
Indeed. Doesn't go as fast. Of course.
And depends.
You could possibly paint her a SNES red if you really wanted the Ferrari red, but
unless you want the Ferrari yellow.
Yeah, well, so Ferrari's usually seen in red, so
they are. That is the main colour.
I say Ferrari's red. Lamborghini's a yellowy orange.
Yeah, I'll let you have that one.
Thank you.
I've just found a picture here. Sorry, I'm busy.
I'm busy looking
on Google Plus and just got this. It's a picture of what your browser would be like if it was a gun. So you've got IE as a pistol,
right.
Safari as a shotgun.
Now, why is Safari a shotgun compared to IE being a pistol?
It's going up in size, basically.
So it's one of those.
Yeah. So Opera's rifle.
Right.
Firefox is a M14 6 something. I don't know. M14 A3. Whatever.
Have a picture, I can tell you.
Yeah. Oh.
You mean an M16
A3? M16 A3. Yeah. And Google Chrome is a Gatling gun, which is obvious. Google Chrome rules. I'm going to post that picture on the forum. So that'll be
on the
underneath
forum.
This.
Yes, we have a forum.
Yeah. This is where you probably find this podcast. If you haven't found it here and found it somewhere else.
Been stolen.
Yeah, it's been stolen.
We want it back. Please return it to this address.
www.thekariclan.co.uk. We'll be there. You can find us there.
You can find us many places. At the back
places.
Of pubs, in alleys.
Cardboard box. Junk
in bins. Yeah.
Anywhere, really. Tesco's. Tesco's is a good place to find us. They sell food. I like food.
Yeah, but we don't buy food. We steal it. I mean,
we do not endorse stealing of any sort.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to say that.
Apps were not stolen in creation of this podcast.
Moving on.
Moving on indeed. What else is there? Battlefield 3's come out. That's a massive...
Of course it's come out. We've been playing it loads, man.
That's a massive thing at the moment, isn't it?
It is indeed in the gaming world.
But I want to know if they are going to be cross-platform. I hope they will. I hope someone will get it sorted.
What was that other game you said? Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike Go. Can't remember what the Go stands for. I'll just have a look at that. But yeah, Counter-Strike.
Global Operations.
Global Operations, yes. Someone's obvious. Global offensive.
Oh, so close.
So close. Access is denied for that. So, okay, I will link it. Whether or not it works is another question, but it will be there.
If it doesn't work, don't blame us.
Blame Steam.
Yeah.
They seem to have problems with their website. So yeah, they're going to be bringing out a cross-platform.
It could be that.
Oh, good point.
It isn't that, I'm just saying.
No.
You know, news. Steam got hacked, guys. Change your passwords.
Michael does. Also, remove your credit card and debit card information. Don't store it on websites. It's just the most stupid thing to do. It's only a couple of seconds to type it in. It's not really that much of a hassle. Yes, oh, yeah. I am talking to you, Michael.
No, no, you're talking to the hundreds of people, tens of people that are going to listen to this.
The millions of people, tens of millions of
the ones of people.
The us.
Yeah.
Hello, me in the future listening
really
to this podcast.
This will be really funny if someone else listens to it, though. I hope.
I hope someone else listens to it and that we get more people. Hello to you, if you are listening to this. If you are listening to this, sign up to our forum, leave a message saying, I was listening to the podcast, and my name is blah,
Barry.
Blah, Barry.
Barry,
my name
I
is
want
Barry.
To join the clan and play Battlefield 3 so we can rock the servers.
Oh, crap, I've just dropped my mouse.
He's dropped his mouse, everybody.
Dropped my mouse. So, yeah, we've got that. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've all got Battlefield. Well, I say all of us. Most of us have got Battlefield 3.
Except for Josh at the moment, who in the forums is known as Lord Loss.
And his computer is dead.
He's had to send the motherboard off for a replacement. Indeed. Nobody knows if it's coming back.
I know why his motherboard stopped working.
Go for it.
Couldn't handle the strain anymore.
Oh, what, of being his motherboard?
Yeah, just it ended it. He was sitting there one day, he was like, ah, this is too much.
So yeah, he...
You do know he's going to listen to this, and then he's going to call me a cop.
It doesn't matter, does it?
No, because he does it anyway.
Hopefully, we'll be putting out a podcast each week. That's what I'm hoping for.
Now I can do this weekly.
Yep, so we're going to try and
it's
go for this weekly.
All I'm doing is sitting here looking at a picture of Angry Birds talking to Justin.
Are you playing Angry Birds?
I'm not playing. Well, tempted, but I have a picture on my screen of Angry Birds.
Okay, going with the Android apps. Oh yeah, quick thing, back to that. Hopefully we'll be posting up a podcast each week. We'll be doing them on Thursday and posting up on Friday. So they'll be posted every Friday, just to give me time to go through, edit parts, take out the parts of Michael that I don't like. And, of course, myself.
You see, you listen to this, it could be like 10, 15 minutes long. I don't know.
It could be.
But we've been doing this for hours. Literally hours.
We have sat here for about 3 hours now, according to when we started. Obviously, I've snipped out so much.
It's mainly just me being offensive and laughing a lot like a girl. Yeah,
I'm going to have to leave that one in just so that you guys can hear what he sounds like when he's laughing.
Not if I get to the edit scissors.
Edit scissors. Snip, snip.
I won't see any editing. He won't let me do it.
I may let you do it. Depends on if I'm not here. So we're going to be doing it every week. Post it up on Friday. Hopefully, we're going to get other people to join us.
Indeed.
We're
going to have a big community together.
Yeah. Hopefully, Josh will have his computer back on Friday. Well, Thursday.
Or next week.
Next week. So if he's got his computer back on Thursday, he will hopefully join us. So he will be on here, hopefully. If he's not...
Then we're going to be in a freeway. Yeah.
It's okay when it's in a freeway.
Not gay when it's on the freeway.
On the freeway. That's the main point. You have to be on a freeway for it not
to
be gay.
As we speak, we're recording this on a motorway, which is the British equivalent of a freeway.
Yes.
For any Americans that may be watching... Or listening to this even.
Yep. Or Chinese people. Yo, what's up?
Hey, King Johnny.
He's...
You're not Chinese, you're Korean, but you're
Korean.
From that same area.
Asian?
Not racist.
Not racist. Not it. And...
I was just going to say, Justin, that if people are watching. If people are listening to this, perhaps they can suggest topics that we can talk about.
Yeah. If you've got any sort of ideas on topics, just post them on comments on this episode. Each episode will have its own topic on our forum in the podcast section. It's on the homepage of the forum, so it's easily accessed. You should be able to just get to it there. If you're having problems with it, possibly because your browser isn't HTML5 compatible, just download the podcast to listen to it. It'll be fine that way. Otherwise, you should be able to listen to it actually in our forum, if I've written the code correctly. So if thumbs up if I have.
I'd just like to say, if it's not working in your browser, stop using IE and download Chrome.
Google Chrome. www.google.co.uk/Chrome. Download
you
it.
You have said that too much.
I know,
you
off by heart.
Learned that off by heart.
I have, yes.
It's not an incredibly difficult web address to remember.
No.
But it's just the fact that you do it instantly whenever anybody asks.
Yep, so just listen to it that way. HTML5 is the way to go with CSS3, so it is required to get a new download.
If you're okay. Wondering what these terms mean, then Google it.
Google it at www.idontcare.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. So there's that. Hopefully we will be getting other people, different clans joining us.
We need to make friends. You want to be our friend? Post a comment saying you want to be our friend.
I'm going to be posting up on other forums about this podcast. So if you need to, just sign up on a different forum. Message me. And I'll send you the right place to go to sign up on our forum. And then we can join, or you can join us in a discussion. I'm hopefully going to be talking to the Wild Guns. Might get them to come on in a couple of weeks' time if we get a chance to. I'll have to talk to Andrew there, see what we can get going. Is there anything else we want to talk about?
Anything else we want to talk about?
Yes.
I don't know.
The Impossible Game.
The Impossible Game.
The Impossible Game.
That has been the single most annoying thing in the office at work. Not annoying because it's bad, but annoying because it's so difficult to complete. And the fact that you get to the good music and then you lose and you start all the way back at the beginning with the crap music. You get all the way to the good music again and you hit a spike and it's just, no, you got to start right from the beginning.
Okay.
It's horrible.
I have just completed the first level on practice mode, which I know is boring, but I finally got there. And I am 37 of the way through the normal level. So if you've played it, post on here your stats. It'd be nice to find out if you've done the practice mode or if you've actually finished the first level. If you have, I hate you.
We love you, really.
Yes. But I will get
there. But that's after we hate you.
And I will do it in one attempt when I finally do it. But it's going to take forever.
You've just got to remember when to press it, when to not press it, and then when to press it again.
Yep. So I'm going to put a link
to that
as well.
It's a very simplistic game if you haven't played it.
Yeah, I'm going to put a link to Newgrounds on there with the light version. You can play a bit of it, but you'll then have to purchase the rest of it if you wish to play it. It's available on most of the phones out at the moment. You can also get it on the PlayStation Store and... Yes, it's available on the PlayStation Store. And also available on the Xbox Community Store. I'm not sure what that's called. I don't have Xbox. So, I don't know.
Xbox
Live Marketplace. There you go. Thank you, Michael.
I haven't had Xbox in a while.
A couple of years.
I think that's what it was called back then. My Xbox died, so...
So yeah, that's what we've got at the moment. That'd be good if you could post back something that you've done on that one. I don't know. What else? Is there anything you want to talk about?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm having a few issues, man.
Like? What sort of stuff? You don't know.
say it.
Just what you say.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things we could talk about, but we're running on a limited time schedule.
Yeah. This is like the seventh hour we've been doing this now, so...
I know. I am hungry. I've not eaten anything in 7 hours, and that is a record for me.
That is a definite record. Okay, then. We'll sort of wrap this up. If you like the podcast...
Wrap it up in naan bread.
Yes. Stop talking about food. I'm hungry.
Oh.
Okay. So, if you like the podcast...
I had cookies at work.
Leave a message under the episode.
I like cookies.
Saying thumbs up for cookies.
Thumbs up for cookies.
Thumbs up for cookies. And... leave any comments. Leave any comments of what topics you want us to talk about next week. Hopefully we'll find some new stuff in the news. And check out the links.
Yep, check out all the links. Check out the rest of the forum.
Check out the rest of the forum as well. And if you like,
if you got back
sign
for free,
up.
Check out our server.
Yep, we have a server that is available. The details are in the server details page on the About section on the forum. So that's all available there. And hopefully we can get some guests coming on soon. Hopefully it will be good. So we're going to wrap this up here. And we'll see you next week.
We're in such a rush to get rid of him.
Rush to get rid of you.
Oh, we wouldn't be.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.